We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you trolling me with the music? I happen to like the Pretenders a lot, but this is weird for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which is generally very upbeat. This is one of those Pretender songs that's just kind of like, you know, middle of the road.
This happens to be one of their best songs, but watching your face from the 2 o'clock hour to now the 5 o'clock hour after song
I've played. Your music has gotten so progressively worse that it's scary. I don't know if you're trolling me at this point.
Watching your face react to the song before we even come on the air has just been so delightful for me today. It really has. I mean,
is Jimmy going to be back tomorrow?
I hope not.
I hope so. Music is hurting me today. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I imagine Dan Day will be out at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park tonight. Do a little trivia. He does that on Mondays. And if you're going to the, I was mentioning Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, getting the turkey sandwich at the Panthers game the other night. If you're going to the Panthers game Tuesday or Thursday this week, you head over to Funky Buddha, the tap room there. Enjoy yourself a little Funky Buddha while you watch some Panthers hockey. Today is Kyle Lowry's birthday.
Yes, sir. What is he, 54? 54
38
by now?
Years old, Kyle Lowry. Speaking of age, this is interesting. There's a guy I follow on Twitter. His name is John Ehrlichman. He's like from Bloomberg. But he had this interesting tweet the other day. The age of the person when they started their company. And a little riff on the age game. Like, right. How old do you think? You know what's funny, too, is I should name the person and see if you know what company it is. Like Mark Zuckerberg, you know the company, right?
Yeah, Facebook, Meta.
Right. How old was he when he started it? Do you know?
He was in Harvard. So, I don't know, 18, 19?
19. Yeah. 19. That's good reasoning there.
I've seen the Jeff social Bezos, network. So
Jeff Bezos.
Amazon.
You know what company that is?
Right, Amazon. Sure. South Florida's own Jeff Bezos. I think he went to Palmetto.
Right.
I'd say like late 20s, 28, 29.
30.
Boom.
Doing good here.
Yeah.
Harpo Productions.
Harpo Productions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you stumped me there. I don't know if you're...
I thought most people knew that. That's Oprah. That's her company.
Okay.
Oprah. Harpo is Oprah spelled backwards.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we've talked about that before.
You want to know, you want to guess how old she was when she started Harpo?
Oprah? When she started Harpo?
Correct.
I'm just going to guess she started that before she was on the air with the Oprah Winfrey Show. I don't know that for sure. Maybe 32? 33?
32 is exactly right.
Boom.
This is your game, man.
Yeah. I've got a really good business sense.
How about Sam Walton?
Sam Walton.
Sure, you've heard of the Walton family.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he owns.
Sam Walton?
Yeah, I don't know.
Own the Waltons? Don't they own the Denver Broncos now?
Walgreens? No,
Walmart. Walmart.
Do they own Walmart?
Sam Walton started it, and Walmart and the Walton family now owns it. How old was Sam Walton when he started Walmart?
26.
He was, I seem to have lost it here. That's 44.
Good. Okay.
44.
How does that start? How does Walmart start? Like, you open up one Walmart and then you just
you
start
open a
buying.
Store.
Right. You just start buying a bunch of other stores.
Oh, yeah. Things go well. You go, I think I have a recipe here, very low prices. I have someone greeting everyone as they walk in. Uh-huh. And, make everything with forced labor over in China. What? Colonel Sanders, you know what he started?
KFC, Hawk. KFC.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. How old was he?
41.
62.
Wow. So yeah. he definitely didn't get to enjoy the fruits of his labor.
I mean, not as long as someone who started their business in their 20s.
Right.
Sure. Chip Wilson.
Chip Wilson. Chip Wilson owns Eckerd's. I have no idea.
Lululemon.
Wow. All right. Now you've piqued my interest.
How old was Chip Wilson when he started Lululemon?
Oh, I'm going to say old. 40.
That hurts. 42.
42, yeah.
42.
It's a young brand.
I have a whole list here.
I like this game. This is fun.
It is fun. I want to wait till Crowder gets back to really play. Tory Burch. What did Tory Burch invent?
Oh, I know this. It's a fashion brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember which one, but I do know that it's a fashion
Tory
brand.
Tory Burch, you jackass. That's the company, Tory Burch. It was a goof. I was giving you a goof. The company's Tory Burch.
Nailed it.
Henry Ford.
Oof. You got me there, bro.
Hollywood Kia. Yeah. Okay. Let's get headlines here. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Henry Ford was probably like in his 40s or 50s though, right?
Henry Ford was 39.
39, yeah. Because you got to have capital to start manufacturing automobiles. First time ever. You've got to have, you've got to have the capital to do it. I told you, I've got a great business sense here. I'll win this game tomorrow.
It sounds like it. It really does. Yeah.
I'll win this game tomorrow for sure. All right. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at
Michael
a car store?
Michael Dell. Michael Dell.
Huh. Is that Del Curry?
Right. He invented Del Curry.
All right. Perfect. No, I mean, seriously, Crowder's inspired me. You know, with Crowder Powder. I'm looking to
right?
open up
I didn't
a small
even get there
business.
Yet. Crowder Powder. Who invented that?
I'm looking to open up a small business myself. I don't know what yet, but it's in the works right now.
I had said earlier when I was talking about Crowder Powder, and again, you can order it at crowderpowder.com. I was saying I wish I had something because I want to make cups. I want to sell cups and, you know, an item. Someone said, how about mayo? Mark Hockman branded mayonnaise.
Mark's Mayo.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have like, because Crowder clearly came into this with some sort of passion to improve seasoning. Now, I don't know if that's real or not, or somebody just gave
right.
him a secret,
right.
a secret
like,
blend.
Do I have anything to add to mayo
Correct.
To make it better?
Yeah.
Well, I do. I just can't tell you what
wow.
it is.
All right. All right. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
John Michaels texts me, did Solana just say he has good business sense? I almost spit out my Dr. Pepper. Of course, invented by Claude Pepper.
Hmm. Listen, John, when Mark Zuckerberg had a big idea, people said the same thing about him, all right? All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks.
Gerard Heineken.
I don't know, man. These are getting tougher and tougher by the minute, Hawk.
Did you know there was a guy named Gerard Heineken?
No,
I did not.
No, I had no idea.
He invented Heineken, obviously. How old do you think he was?
50? 55?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hockenays, somebody texts in.
Do you want any mayo on that burger? Do you have Hockenays?
Sounds pretty good, actually. All right, Hawk. Tomorrow, we got the Panthers and the Bruins. Big-time game at the Amerant Bank Arena. What's a bigger game? Panthers-Bruins tomorrow. Or Heat versus Warriors. Now, I know, on the surface, you say, of course, Panthers-Bruins. Two teams tied for the Atlantic Division. But Panthers have a game in hand, and these two teams are already a lock for the playoffs. They're going to be 1, 2, or 3 in the seeding. Miami needs all these wins here to get out of the play-in tournament, and Golden State could potentially be out of a play-in tournament spot. So they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder as well. What's a bigger game tomorrow?
Panthers game is much bigger because obviously they have to play Boston in the playoffs. The only time the Heat would face Golden State is if inexplicably both of them reach the NBA Finals. There's no question there. This Panthers-Boston game is a great game. That place is going to be packed.
Yeah. And it's. I hope it's not a majority Boston Bruins fans like it was during
the playoffs. There's going to be a good number. There's no question.
If you're a Panthers fan and you're selling your ticket for this game tomorrow, shame on you. Shame on you, really. You're going to ride out the whole season. Big-time game comes up.
I mean, your brother sell every Heat ticket that that comes around.
My brother went to the game alone yesterday. How do you feel about that?
He tweeted that he couldn't even give away his tickets.
Right. How do you feel about that? Now, does it say something about my brother? Perhaps. But just going to a ball game by yourself.
I couldn't do it. I'm amazed at how many people do it. Like, yeah. There are a lot of people, if they go out of town on business, they'll go see a game. They love it. I know, like, Doug Plagans, or, you know, guys who travel, they'll go catch a baseball game. I would have a tough time doing it. I've never done it. I've never gone to a sporting event alone. And I've only gone to the movies alone twice in my life.
Movies alone,
both times. Though. Both times I was arrested for indecent exposure. And I will never do that again. No, but I went to the movies alone twice. And people always go, it's no big deal. You're there to watch the movie. You're not there to talk to people.
Yeah.
But man, I just felt like everyone is looking at me.
It is weird because I went
Which
to go
they
watch.
Were because my pants were down on the floor.
I went to go watch.
I was watching the Eras tour. None of that is true. The only two times that I've gone to see a movie alone, though, once I went to see March of the Penguins. Lori was out of town.
You're lying.
I swear to God, Lebatard had talked about this movie for 3 days on the show. You know, when he gloms onto something, March of the Penguins had come out and this is the greatest movie. And Lori was out of town. We didn't have a kid at that time. And so, or maybe she was with, he was a baby. Maybe she was with them up in Philadelphia or something. And so I go see March of the Penguins alone. I didn't think it was that great. Like, it was fine. It was a good documentary, but like, it was weird. And then, I don't know how many years ago, The Purge came out, and I thought the idea was fascinating.
It was.
24 hours, anything goes.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a deeper dive into the psyche and humanity. I didn't realize it was just going to be goofy. And Lori would not see it with me. And David was young. He would not see it with me. And it was like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I was like, you know what? I want to see this movie. I'm going. I wish, by the way, I'm not castigating people who go to movies alone. I wish I could, because there's plenty of movies I want to see that my wife won't go with me. I went to see The Purge and it was terrible.
Yeah, awful movie. The fact that they've made like 8 purges since then. I don't know who keeps watching these movies, brother, but get your head examined. The fact that you went to go watch March of the Penguins by yourself should put you on some sort of watch list, though. That is.
Yeah, no doubt. I self-reported. A lot of people don't know you can self-report. I self-reported.
Man, that's weird. Because that movie's just filled with families. March of the Penguins?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
That's just families. That's all that movie's filled with. I saw Uncut Gems by myself.
By the way, I just have to mention that somebody texted in, the Bruins aren't as good as they were last year. This is a bit of a reset season for the Bruins. No, it's not. What hockey season are you watching, sir? They're tied with the Panthers for 97 points. There's only one team in the East that has more points than either the Panthers or the Bruins. And it's 1 point more, the Rangers with 98.
A reset season? When they're
reset
first?
Season? You have to be, you're out of your mind, sir. With all due respect.
It's got to be some bum Boston fan.
Yeah. Somebody says, Hawk, would you go to dinner alone in Boca? I go to dinner alone all the time. I love eating dinner alone. I love eating lunch alone. Doesn't bother me at all. Now, I do like it because we live in downtown Boca now. I can go anywhere. I sit at the bar or I'll go to like a little French cafe. I sit outside. I have a coffee and a whatever. I do not mind having a meal alone. Never have, by the way. Sporting events and movies, I have this weird hiccup.
Yeah.
Gentlemen's clubs. Have you ever gone to a strip club alone?
No, I have not.
Neither have I.
That's, I don't know.
But I think a lot of people do. A lot.
Yeah?
Because I'm not going to a strip club to talk to you.
That's a great point.
But I've never gone alone.
But a sporting event, technically, I mean, we think of it as like this social event, how we were talking about earlier. Technically, hey, if you just want to go watch the game, nothing wrong with...
Oh, I wish I could do it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm the weird one in that situation.
Mm-hmm. But there is something weird about sitting down in a stadium and not talking to anybody, right? Like you're just sitting there.
I don't think a lot of people mind. I think we're probably in the minority on that.
I've done it. I've gone to several Heat games by myself. I've gone to Marlins games alone. Yeah, I have nothing to do. I'm sitting around. I just go to the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But, I mean, Section 115, I mean, that was my spot, you know. I walk in
there. You had built-in fan friends.
That's right. Anyways, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Heat versus Warriors, 7 p.m., it's the Florida Panthers versus the rebuilding first-place Boston Bruins. Marlins open up their season Thursday. They get the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4:10 p.m. will be your opening pitch. Inter-Miami blown out over the weekend. Canes baseball lost 2 of 3 over the weekend in Notre Dame. They get Clemson this week. Dusty May is headed to Michigan, leaving FAU after 6 seasons. And if you missed the Dolphins notes, we've touched on it all show long, so you can use the Odyssey app or listen to our pod later. But the quick notes, spark notes here. McDaniel expects Tua to attend OTAs despite ongoing contract negotiations. He's going to keep calling plays this season. There's no timeline yet for Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips to return, and the Dolphins did officially make an offer to Odell Beckham Jr.
All right.
The only other big news, Shohei Ohtani, in about 25 minutes, is set to speak with the media, or I should say he's going to read a prepared statement to the media.
Right. Story time with Shohei.
Yeah. And finally, Hawk douses his Philly cheesesteaks and ketchup, and people were very upset with him on social media.
I mean, torched me yesterday. I don't understand what's wrong with putting ketchup on a cheesesteak. In fact, not only what's wrong with it, it's the preferred methodology. But I digress.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. This is a fun game. Somebody says, do you think Sid Rosenberg has ever been to a strip club alone? What South Florida media personalities go to strip clubs alone? Now, that's a game I want to play one day.
There's more to that story. I wouldn't have read that.
Oh, my bad.
I was staying away from that. It's a good game. I got you. But there's more to that. There's context.
My bad. I'm not aware. So whatever.
Obviously.
Whatever.
Obviously.
I just said, I apologize. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows are going to drop into the mid-80s. I'll leave the text line to Hawk moving forward. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's me walking into Cheetah. Here's me walking out just a few seconds later.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Larry Bluestein is coming up next. And I really got to make room for him. But just kind of watching the Shohei Ohtani statement and press conference. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, he quotes Shohei. I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never asked anyone to do it on my behalf. Then he says that, again, these are quotes from Shohei. I never agreed to pay debt or make payments to the bookmaker. He says all of that has been a complete lie. He says Ipe has been stealing money from my account and telling lies. I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I trusted has done this. And again, he says he has never bet on baseball or any other sports in any capacity. So there you go. It's not even like he's saying, well, I did some recreational gambling, but the majority of that was my, like he's saying, I've never bet on sports. So there you go. I'm sure people will try to figure it out. Also, they're raiding Diddy's home.
Huh?
Homes. They're raiding Diddy's homes in L.A. and Miami.
Huh. That's interesting.
Department of Homeland Security.
That's interesting to just drop in there at the last second of the show there, Hawk.
Let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. Pickup trucks, landscape, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it exists, they got it. What sets them apart is they got it in stock, on the lot, ready for delivery. Doesn't matter if you need 2 vans or 40 vans, they got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. So take it from me. Cut out the middleman. Get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks. And yeah, they got it. That'll do it for us on this Monday. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.